Welcome. You've joined The Hedonism Show with Carol and David, broadcasting live from the world's most iconic adult playground hedonism 2 on Negril Beach in Jamaica. Our show is here to help you achieve better, better love, better sex, and a better, more intimate relationship. Are you ready? Take notes and send us your questions. This is The Hedonism Show. Now, here are your hosts, Carol and David.
Hi, everyone. We're Carol and David, and we're here today to bring you an updated report from the general manager at Hedonism 2 Resorts in Jamaica.
As most of you already know, Dermot DeLowry is the new general manager at Hedo 2. We want to take a few minutes to dispel some rumors, myths, and misinformation that are circulating about the resort with respect to COVID-19 and provide some accurate information about the situation at Hedo right now. Dermot, welcome. Thanks for being here with us today, all the way from the beautiful Negril Beach in Jamaica.
Hi, it's a great pleasure to be here.
We're looking forward to a nice discussion here. So everybody, whether you are comfortable or not leaving your house or traveling abroad, we all have to stay safe and healthy by following the protocols issued by our health authorities. COVID-19 is out there and it needs to be taken seriously. And no one understands this more than the management at Hedonism 2. And we have Dermot here to answer some questions to dispel those myths that David mentioned. So let's get started. First of all, what kind of additional safety protocols have you added specifically for Hedonism 2?
Thanks, Carl. One of the things I think that's most important that we've added is for over 3 weeks now, all guests who come to the resort are now asked to produce a negative test result before staying at the resort. Now, you'll know that American guests already have to do this to visit Jamaica. But what that means is we've now added all other nationalities and countries to that list. So if you're staying at Hedo, you have to have had a negative test.
Oh,
and in fact, we were the first people to start doing this in Negril. And I understand now that all the other resorts are following suit as well.
And it's the right thing to do. And is the Ministry of Health planning to shut the resort down?
No, absolutely. I know that's a rumor that got out there, but there are no plans to shut the resort. The ministry make regular visitors to our resort and all the other ones in Jamaica, and they check to see what we're doing and make sure that we do what we say we do. And so far, they've had nothing but praise for our efforts and the practices that we're following here at the resort.
Oh, so wonderful. Great to hear, yeah.
And since you've implemented this extra protocol by providing the negative test for everybody arriving at the resort, have you had any active cases on site?
This is really important, I think, for people to understand. There has been the last active case we had at the resort left the resort on November 12th. And that was after they had spent their quarantine time.
And since you've been putting this extra protocol in, you've had no other cases, correct?
There are no active cases now, and there hasn't been, since November 12th.
That's so great. Get tested, come negative, and everything's good. Beautiful. So if people follow the safety protocols at the resort, can they get COVID from just staying at Hedo?
You know, who can say? We follow a really rigorous protocol here at the resort. We know what we do every day to make sure people stay safe, but you know, it's probably less likely to mean out and about visiting the gas station, going shopping, or coming in contact with somebody at work or anywhere else. I will stress that we don't believe the virus has singled out our resort for particularly special treatment.
No, absolutely not. So let's talk a little bit about the staff. How often are they tested and have any tested positive?
Great. We have currently one member of staff who works in a back of house area in our maintenance team. And that person was diagnosed some time ago while they were away from work. They were not actually at work when they were diagnosed. That lady is actually in isolation at present. And a full list of all the people she's been in contact with are currently being traced and tested as part of the contact tracing guidelines. You know, we're testing people all the time if they come in contact with anybody who may or is suspected of having it. And from next week, we are going department by department through the resort and mass testing every employee to sort of give that extra level of assurance.
That's so good. I mean, those assurances make us definitely want to come there, and we'll talk about that in a second. But for those people who are debating if they should come to Hedonism at this time, what advice would you give to them that will ease their concerns about coming to Hedo?
I think what I'd like to say is that we respect everybody's choice, whether they want to come or not. You know, And we ask that everyone else respect other people's decision without judgment either way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Dermot, thank you so much for sharing all this open and honest discussion. If anybody wants to know more about the exact protocols about what Hedo's doing, just go to the website, hedonism.com, and everything is there. It's updated as things change. Dermot, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Thank you, guys.
So as you heard from Dermot, hedonism is taking all the precautions and doing all the right things. And of course, we all know that we could get COVID-19 anytime, anywhere, simply by leaving our home. So if you do want to go to Hedo, just go and have a great time. But if you're worried, then simply stay home and wait until next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, if you're heading down to Hedo, please be careful at home before leaving your country and while you're traveling so you don't unknowingly bring the virus to the resort. You know, Carol and I are planning to be there for 10 weeks. Yeah, 10 weeks. We're getting away from winter starting January 15th to March 26th. And we're going to be doing our radio show directly from Hedo. So come on down and join us. And maybe you can be a guest on our show too. We hope to see you there. All right, that's it for this special edition. Once again, thank you to Dermot for coming on board to chat with us today. And please wear a mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands, stay safe, and of course, stay sexy, everyone. Until next time.
Thank you for joining Carol and David for this week's edition of The Hedonism Show. The weekend is just around the corner, so try something new, spice it up, and you just might have the best sex ever.